Governor Matt Bevin says voters in next month's election will decide if they want lies or truth about Kentucky's ailing pension plans. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The Republican incumbent says as long as the state has more retirees than workers, the retirement systems cannot be saved without changing future benefits. He calls any promise to the contrary a straight-up lie. In a speech to the Bowling Green Noon Rotary Club today, Bevin said the retirement systems for public sector workers are on the brink of bankruptcy, especially KERS non-hazardous, which only has 13 cents for every dollar already promised.
KERS non-hazardous, just bear in mind, ended the year with less than $3 billion, had paid out $1 billion in benefits last year, took in $100 million. You don't have to be a math major to figure that out. How many years do we have left? Two or three. It's bankrupt. It's over.
Legislation championed by Bevin last year would have moved future teachers and other public employees from a defined benefit to a defined contribution plan, but was struck down by the Kentucky Supreme Court. Bevin signed a bill into law over the summer that allows Kentucky's regional universities and quasi-state agencies to avoid a massive spike in pension costs in exchange for exiting the state's pension systems. While the measure doesn't help lower the state's retirement debt, the governor said the bill would help struggling state agencies stay open. Bevin is being challenged by Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear in the November 5th election. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.